When I was growing up, my mother had a rule for me and my brothers after we got back from school that before we could do anything else, we had to do our homework. And do you think me and my brothers liked this rule? Not at all. All we wanted to do after a long day of classes was go into the forest behind our backyard and build forts, to ride around the neighborhood on our bikes and stir up some trouble, and play sports. The last thing we wanted to do after a day of classes was to do more schoolwork. But because we loved our mom, and because we knew that she loved us and that this rule was for our betterment, although we complained and whined many times and constantly fought her on it, we, for the most part, obeyed her and would do our homework before we went and played. We put first things first. And as time went on, as I got into high school, this rule became more of a habit and eventually a virtue. And in college, it served me so well that it almost became second nature that after I got done with my classes to get my work done. And embracing this law allowed me to love this law because it allowed me not only to have success, but also to have great fun and without the guilt of knowing that I blew off my studies. Throughout my 10 years of post-secondary education, because I had embraced this law, I never worked later than 9 o'clock on a weekday with homework. I never pulled an all-nighter. I never turned in a late assignment. I never had to give up a Friday or Saturday evening to do work. And so this law proved incredibly fruitful and successful and allowed me also to have fun along the way without some of that guilt and anxiety that might happen when we blow off our work. In the first reading, we hear about the law being given to the Hebrews, the Ten Commandments. And just as in Genesis, the creation story was bringing of an order out of the chaos to the physical world, this giving of the law, this giving of these Ten Commandments is a bringing of order out of the chaos of a moral life. These laws are ten and simple, and they encompass all that it is needed for harmony of life, for fulfillment and success in this life in preparation for the world to come. And it was as if before these laws that man walked the world as a golfer might walk a golf course with a bag of clubs and some balls, but without any direction. And this law, like the rules of golf, helped, you know, the individual understand that there are boundaries, that there are hazards, that there is the rough, that there are weeds that we want to avoid. And more importantly than that, there's things that we should avoid. We actually have a destination. We have a goal, the pin, something towards or aimed towards heaven. And more so than just simply wanting to get there, we want to get there in the fewest amount of strokes. We want to get there with the least amount of difficulty. And so these rules are in place in order that we might find the success we seek. So today we just come here together, and there could be any reasons why in the past we have found it difficult to follow these Ten Commandments. Sometimes maybe it's because we don't see God the Father is a loving Father who puts these rules in place for our own flourishing and fulfillment. Perhaps because of our own relationships with perhaps our own Father, we have a difficulty receiving these laws as a gift, as something that we should embrace and love. Or perhaps the fault falls on our will, that we think somehow our own will, doing what we want to do, is going to give us the happiness we want. But any time we've kind of fallen our own will, broken from the laws, we found ourselves in the rough, right? Always found ourselves, to a certain extent, unsatisfied. And so today, we just want to pray and receive in our Lord in the Eucharist, Lord, just help me to embrace your law. Help it to be something more than an imposition upon me, but that it might be written on my heart. And Lord, help me, even though difficult at times, to follow your laws, help me to do so with your grace in order that I might not only find fulfillment and flourishing in this life, but a taste of the happiness and joy here and now of that life that is to come, and allow me to have some fun along the way.